morning. Today is Monday, January the 23rd. Joining us this morning, a surprise early visit with Rob Barkley. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bri, how are you?
Intrigued and pleasantly healthy, I hope.
Well, I know your cold sounds better.
Yeah. I kind of sound human now.
Yeah.
You got a quote for us there?
I do. And I'm not trying to be a provocateur, but by Ludwig Wittgenstein. And he says, call it a dream. It does not change anything. Kind of appropriate after the whole ceremony last week.
Did you get, were you in the neighborhood? Were you there?
Sharon and I were there the week before. And that's a great week. Anytime before the inauguration, the city's pretty empty, and you can get to see a lot of people. It was great because there's Obama appointees weren't coming in, and the Trump appointees couldn't come in. So it was just like
it was like almost a normal city then, rather than
fantastic.
One that's
fantastic.
I bet you the weather was, too.
It was great weather.
That's what I understand.
62
yeah.
degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where our weather went.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh. So what kind of take do you have on everything that's happened up through today? It seems like there's and I don't know. I don't buy into too much of the stuff that's talked about, but two different Americas. And I kind of take offense to that because as entrenched as the two sides are now, or I guess maybe 58 sides, but let's say two primary sides are, they've been that way probably since Clinton?
Oh, no. They've
been not as vitriolic.
Since the founding of the Republic. This is nothing new. And, you know, the fact is
is it just social media now that's driving
it's just
this?
Social media, and it's the ability to broadcast an emotion worldwide now that you didn't used to have. And so
I thought it was interesting, protest internationally. It's like, well, you know, we have never had a protest here. I bet you couldn't find 1% who know who the Italian prime minister is. Or
it's not Berlusconi anymore.
Germany, okay, Merkel's been there long enough.
And she's going down.
Yeah.
For a change of seats.
And England has had its turnover, France. I mean, there's a lot. Never any kind of really strong reaction here. Maybe a little bit with the Canadian prime minister.
I think the Netanyahu got quite a bit of press. And
but Israel does anyway.
Yep.
Just because it's Israel, that seems to be a lightning rod.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Why?
Just because...
Sources say.
Sources say. But I think it's just... It's a nation that fundamentally we helped found. And a lot of New York and the media centers and the power centers have Jewish constituents.
Huh. That's okay. Something to contemplate. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, so the plans of an inauguration, getting the opportunity to kind of be there when everything was going on, it looks to me like it's probably one of the most complicated things that American society, American government does.
It's the scope of it is enormous. The person who ran the inauguration is a guy named Tom Barrack. He was a Reagan appointee, but he's one of those. He started Colony Capital.
I think I saw an interview with him.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant guy. And he's organizational. But then again, this is an administration not of bureaucrats and of party hacks. They can be both Republican and Democrats. This is a business-centric culture. So when they came in, they had their plans drawn and...
They were executing what they had researched.
300 pages of detail on just one little department, and they're going to execute. And that's how Trump is. Trump is a measurer, and he really hires what he considers to be great business people, and he then monitors them. He doesn't get into every little detail like Obama did. And
well, most politicians will try to get to that.
Yeah,
to that nano.
Right. Let's put the period on the I or dot on the I. And so I think Trump's management style will be disconcerting to some, but he's a maniacal worker. Boy, he works hard.
Will that lack of scrutiny, not to the nth degree, cause challenges with the appointees and going through the nomination process? I'm actually watching a little bit on C-SPAN, and it's really an intriguing
process. Well, I think we're going to see him turn people over, because remember his show, he used to say, "The Apprentice, you're fired." I do think he will fire people till he's satisfied with what happens. I think that's that's not a bad thing, creative destruction. That's part of his model.
Well, I would think that would be something that the individuals that he's selecting would be looking for also.
None of them need the job.
I don't need 8 years. I don't need 4 years. We just need to get the boat headed in this direction and let me help you be the rudder and get the boat moving.
That's it. And the problem with Obama is, it was a raise in pay for most of his people going to work there. And for, Trump and this whole group, they don't need the money. They're doing it out of service, true public service, novel concept, not for a pension, not for that.
So how does the recusing or the separation from their businesses work? Because I know that that's an area a lot of folks have got some concern about, the arm's length portion
of these folks.
Well,
it's far different for a president than it is for everybody else. Everybody else has to adhere to a particular statute. That requires disclosure, recusal, blind trust, et cetera, et cetera.
And that's all part of the nomination process.
Yeah, and the financial disclosures and that. And part of the reason they're so far behind is Democrat, disclosure is, what do you have? Well, I have a pension coming to me from somewhere else and I own a house. And you go to a successful businessman and they have 100 LLCs. They own this. They own that. And here's the debt structure. Blah, 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 blah. And so it's a more cumbersome process for the most part. And you're going to see nominees for the court fly through. There's going to be 100. There are 104 openings. And I think McConnell's ready to really move on that. You'll see a Supreme Court nominee in the next week or so, I would judge. But I'm not on the inside. I'm not on the inside on that. And so the judge, I get it. Okay. It went by me.
Delayed like, pun? Yeah, I mean, you did it yourself.
I know, but it was good, and it was like a fastball.
Yeah, it was so smooth, I didn't even realize. Okay, fine.
But anyway, I think we're going to have a lot of action quickly. The senator.
Can there be too much action?
No, Obama proved it's very difficult to attack on all fronts. So I think the more action, the more the Democrats are in the minority, and they have to stay laser focused, or they're going to get wiped out in the next election. And the Republicans are spreading the field and making it more difficult.
It was intriguing for me. It was the DeVos.
Betsy DeVos, yeah.
DeVos.
Great
with,
person.
With C-SPAN. She went around, she saw everybody first, and they had the hearings, and there was some comments made from Lamar Alexander, who's the chair.
Right.
saying that we've spent more with this candidate than we did with previous president's nominee. And she went around and saw everybody, and she's willing to ask questions. And they were, it was, it, those with the R didn't seem to have that many questions because they had the one-on-one. Those with the D tended to have a lot more wanting to philosophize.
Well, no, they,
and then a yes-no question, and then more philosophizing, and then a yes-no question, and then frustrated that they couldn't go
no, they
to
pontificate, and then they ask a yes-no question.
Is that how that normally goes? I
no,
mean, is that the difference,
no.
Or is that just this scenario?
It wasn't artfully done. Betsy, they're in a death struggle with Betsy, and she's going to go through because she's all for vouchers, and she and her husband have given tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to charter schools and vouchers. So the
not necessarily private schools, charter schools.
Charter schools.
Public schools.
And but they are in a death struggle with her, and she was his first one.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:34. 8:35, okay. It's 8:35.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, the clock got set.
Yes.
We're back, Talking Shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Rob, normally, typically, there's a honeymoon. As Bill Cunningham pointed out last night, Trump's lasted maybe 7 seconds.
Yeah, I see. I was going to say that honeymoon is over.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
No. I mean, frankly, the Democrats in the Senate last time used the nuclear option, and meaning you only need 50 votes, 51 votes, if you have the thing, and we've got it. And
what about the Republicans?
The Republicans changing back?
Yeah, or my sense, and this is just through all kinds of filters, is that Trump is far more of a constitutionalist from his appointees, from some of the early comments that are made. Republicans aren't necessarily constitutionalists either and seem to be running away from a lot of that stuff over the last couple of terms.
That's really astute. You're right.
So now are they coming back to being constitutionalists? Are they...
Doesn't matter.
Are they... Oh... Not admitting mistakes, that's wrong. Acquiescing to the constitutionalist perspective?
Yeah, I think what Obama should have branded into all of our minds is how frightening it is when a president doesn't follow the rule of law, or the Justice Department doesn't selectively follows the rule of law, or interprets that this rule of law doesn't...
Like the Tea Party tax
stuff. It's really frightening. And so I think Republicans get that their mandate from the American people is that we want laws followed. The law is not... It's something that... The rule of law is sacred in this country, and it's not the ends justifies the means.
And laws are made by Congress.
Correct. And if you don't like it, change it. That's why I think this area is going to be in for a real eye-opening with this Justice Department on marijuana. Because I know Jeff Sessions. He's going to unequivocally say, look, if you don't like the marijuana being illegal, change the law. But if you think I'm going to let states go rogue and create their own or on the sanctuary cities.
That's why I was wondering if sanctuary cities, because San Francisco's
hot button,
teed
hot
up
button.
On that also.
They can do all they want. They just won't get the money. And ultimately, the federal government can squeeze these people into submission.
So it's the fun. Well, it's like 55 or 65 on the highways.
It
you can set what you want in your area, but if it's over 65, you get no federal funding.
Yeah.
And there's a pound of money available for every state if at risk.
And federal and citizens of the city, do you really feel that strongly about sanctuary cities where the rule of law is being ignored? Because you just can't have selective adherence to the law. If you don't like it, change it. But for goodness sakes, make it a constant playbook.
The fact that Huffman and a number of other Democratic congressmen and senators stated that they weren't going to go to the inauguration. I know a lot of them don't, and that's their prerogative, but made a play on the fact that they weren't going to be there. Do you think that's going to boomerang back and hurt our area, hurt our congressional district?
I don't think our district will be hurt by that. I don't think we're relevant in most senses. If someone wants to put a plant in that'll hire 1,000 jobs or 500 jobs, I think the Trump administration will run over the Coastal Commission and everybody else before they know it hit them. And so the
okay, now you're not prefacing something with that, are you?
No. But I really think you're going to see the regulatory scheme get rolled back dramatically, and it'll be easier to do things and certainly faster.
At the harm or potential degradation of environment, water, air, some of those types of things that some kind of have.
Those are very insincere monikers for the most part. Boy, we've done a good job cleaning up the environment. And the concerns were real, but they're not as real anymore. I mean, I was in North Dakota with the pipeline, and they said just a bunch of crazy. They said, this isn't about Indians. They said, this is about a bunch of radical Californians being paid to be up here and protest on the pipeline. So I just don't think it matters as much as everybody does. Those things have become very political in nature.
It's been curious to me when we talk about air quality, water quality, things of that nature, that it's not an international issue. And you look at what China is doing. Pick a country, but let's use China. Okay, if the United States has got their act semi together, I think everybody can agree to that one. You look at China, and does it really matter with all of the effluent that they're pumping into the water and the air? Shouldn't this be something more than just us?
You're saying, shouldn't there be a team?
Well, I don't
know. Team sacrifice?
Okay. That, I know it's kind of one of the cutesies, but okay, yeah, we can go with that. Or just, you know, if they don't, then I guess through fiscal policy, you kind of twist an arm.
Yeah, I don't think we're sincere on this. It's just a way to redistribute wealth, and it's the new
American within the American economy.
Yeah, the environmental movement used to be a great thing. It's just modified into the next form of Marxism.
So this isn't what Edward Abbey would be.
No, gosh, about. No. I mean, we're better environmentalists by far than our forebears were. We all are, but it's gone too far. And that's what Trump's message is, I think.
KINS, News and Information Times 842. We'll be back with more from Rob Archer.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. So, Rob, you were back there during the inauguration.
No, not during the inauguration.
During the preliminary. you kind of have a sense of what's going on and how things are kind of aligning themselves right now. What do you think this week is going to be?
Warp speed. Republicans are eager, and as eager as the Republicans are, Trump's more eager.
Knocking dominoes down or putting them in place?
Both. He's dual-tracking things. It's pretty impressive what he's doing. I mean, he's organizationally quite gifted, and he's brought in great organization people.
Do you have any personal reservations about some of the things that have been talked about?
No, because I'm waiting for action. I'm pretty cynical about politicians' words. And let's see actions. The big thing for me is fill those 104 slots in the Supreme Court slot, federal judge slots. I want those done. What else do I want to see?
So what does
I want Obamacare fixed or done.
And I guess there'll be some adjustments with that one, and who knows yet what that's going to look like. The judicial appointments.
That's everything.
Just to clear things and let the judicial system start functioning rather than being in limbo?
Yes. Yes. And these are lifetime appointments. I'd be lying if I were to
say. So why weren't they filled?
I think the Democrats didn't have the numbers. They went nuclear. And then the last term, they didn't have the majority, so they couldn't get them through. So they got foisted on their own petard.
To use a middle-aged reference.
Yes.
but I think you like that. Isn't that what the Saints? What the logo is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, flirtily.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's why it's top of mind for you.
Yeah, you bet. But a lot's going on. It's going to happen quickly.
Nominations this week? How many do you think will be approved of the 17?
Four.
Plus the two that happened on Friday.
Yeah, and he screwed them on Friday. He was supposed to do the CIA on Friday, and he didn't do it. So, I mean, he's just, look, Sumer is a slimy guy. He'll be a challenge.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he plays or doesn't play.
Yeah, I think he only is an acquired. He's in a good taste for the Democrats when you're in the majority. In the minority, all he's going to do is incite people to riot.
Thanks for coming by.
All right, bud. Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.